You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin. I should say welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today, our guest is Derek Wells with Wells Lawn and Landscape. And we are talking about the Home Show, the Building Association of South Central Indiana, BASCI.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Home Show, which is February 24th through 26th at the Warehouse. Friday 2 to 8, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday 12 to 5. Before we broke today, they said, or Derek was saying, that there are some booths available. So if you...
We do. Yeah, we have a few left.
They need to contact the BASCI office, I assume?
That's right. Yep. So that, or you can go to homeshowbloomington.org.
Okay.
It's online, or they can even go to the Facebook page at Build with BASCI. Well, and all the information for the home show is on there.
Perfect.
Makes it super easy. And
yeah.
Home show map is online as well, so you can get a visual for what booths are still available and which ones you want to pick out for yourself. Get that prime spot.
Can you also see who the other vendors are that are going to be there, the exhibitors?
Yep.
So can the general public go there and see, you know, if... I know when I used to run it, a lot of people would say that, oh, I really like going there because it's a one-stop shop, because there were two or three different carpet places or two or three different builders.
That's right.
And they didn't have to take the time to go to individual builder offices to talk to builders. You can compare and contrast right there in one day.
Yeah, we were kind of just talking about that one-stop shop feel. And it's kind of nice because you get a chance to have that conversation with that company that you feel would be a good fit for you. And, after your time there with them, you may say, yeah, this is a company for me and this is who I want to work with.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of people, especially when you're building a home in particular, and there
Absolutely.
Are going to be a lot of builders there, contractors there, people want to meet the person. I mean, you almost become friends with a lot of these people because you're spending a lot of time. I mean,
as a realtor. It's a relationship.
It is. And just by talking to someone on the phone is really not enough.
Yeah.
You want to look them in the eye and talk to them.
Yeah.
And most of them have their portfolios there so you can see
their work.
Exactly. What they've done in the past.
Well, and I think it's really nice because all of a sudden you're having a conversation with someone, and someone else who may have used their services pops in and says, hey, yeah, we had a great experience with this builder or landscaper or whatever, which is a really thing, too.
Yeah. We see a lot of our past clients at the shows when we're there. So it's good to continue that conversation, too, and just check in with people and see how they're doing.
Oh, they're your best referrals.
That's right. Absolutely. Word of mouth.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and the other thing that I know I experienced last year at the home show is one of our builders then brought over one of his clients and said, this is who we use or we like to refer to as our HVAC.
Right.
I mean, so it's also a cross pollination, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about that person's business. You can refer and say, hey, go talk to Derek.
Right.
He's right around the corner in booth number, 500.
Whatever, yeah.
That's right.
So, I mean, it really does. It's we're clients too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The exhibitors are clients too.
That's right. Yeah. So. We've worked with a lot of people at the show. Use them for their services, and they've used us for our services as well. So, what you're saying on the map is on the website with all the booth spaces, and then right below that has a list of all the vendors as well. So, if there's a particular company you're looking for or type of service you're looking for, you can find it all online.
Perfect. And I actually saw something recently that said that there's going to be an insert in the newspaper for the home show, like there is every year, but it typically comes out like the week of. This year, it's coming out the Sunday.
Sunday,
before,
that's right. So
which
we
I think
are
is February 19th. I think that's the date of it. And so look in your newspaper for that insert, that tab. You know, it's an extra
it's
section
like a little tabloid,
that you can pull out. If you don't bring it to the home show, that's okay,
right?
Because we'll have some there.
We'll have some there.
So a little different than how we'd advertised that in the past with the HT. So the HT joined on board with us this year, and they've just been fantastic working with. But there'll be a sticker on the front of the page, so that'll kind of remind you on that Sunday.
Nice.
A little 4x4-inch sticker.
Nice.
Says that'll say home show tabloid inside, and that'll have the home show map as well as a list of all the vendors and what you can kind of expect from the show.
That's awesome. And there's usually articles in there about updating your house, which are most of them are usually written by local, by the local people here that are at the home show.
Right.
So you could actually go and talk to somebody and say, hey, I saw you wrote this article about, you know, using columns in your design. I just pulled that.
That was a good one. Okay.
I'm sure. Are columns coming back?
I don't see this as a design trend, but that's okay.
Right, yeah.
Maybe outside to hold your pergola up.
Sure.
There you go.
Yep. Roman columns to hold your pergola up. I don't think that's
bold statement.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. There's good design, there's bad design.
So, who are your other sponsors, or what kind of sponsorships are available?
So, we have a lot of sponsors right now. We'll just mention a couple of them: Able Nursery, Mann Plumbing, Wells Lawn Care, Vacuum Center, Curry Auto, Osmond Chiropractic, German American, and Roto-Rooter. Our big sponsors for the show this year, a big thanks to Tommy Dees, who is sponsoring the Chamber Bloomington After Hours event. So if you're a member of Chamber, that is open exclusively for you, and that's going to be that Thursday night prior to the show. And then our two platinum sponsors right now are Smithville and Building Associates.
Very nice.
Awesome. That's good. Good job. Thank you, sponsors.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yes, absolutely.
Well, they're the reasons why you don't have to pay.
Right.
That's right. Free
that's
show.
That's why there's no admission charge.
Yeah, we mentioned
you
that
have
earlier.
Sponsors. Yep. Because it used to be when it was at the convention center, we charged people. Yeah. So right. I mean, it wasn't a huge amount, but,
no, but still.
It's an expensive show to put on, and you know, it is a big event. But yeah, so free show this year, free admission, very family oriented with our kids zone. We're gonna have the food trucks there, like we mentioned earlier. And so it'd just be a fantastic weekend to get out and bring your family and your friends.
And as an exhibitor, about how many people can I expect to see at the show?
So we are looking this year, so being our second year at the warehouse, we're expecting a little bit bigger turnout. We're looking to be right around 4,000 to 5,000. So last year we were at 3,500 and we're expecting, but the word got out a little late about the free admission. And this year we've been really advertising that a lot. And so we're expecting a lot stronger turnout this year.
That's awesome.
And I think we'll get it. I know we'll get it.
How about parking?
Parking.
We're always worried about parking.
Right. Yeah. So that is a good question, right? So last year, being the first year, there was some issues that came up. And so people had great feedback of what they wanted to see from the show moving forward. And we listened to that. And then we kind of had a sort of a brain trust meeting, you know, where we put all our heads together and say, hey, how can we fix this and how can we address this and make it a better show? So the parking lot has improved. There is a little limited parking around the warehouse. They'll still be using the lot across the street from there as well. So that's kind of going to be the overflow. But yeah, I think the issues that we had last year with parking are all going to be addressed this year.
Good.
So if you park across the street, if you park across Rogers, please be careful when walking across the street.
Exactly.
And if you're listening and you're driving that day, please look for the pedestrians crossing the street because they will be there.
Yes.
There will be a lot of them.
Yeah, well, there's a pedestrian walkway there, too.
There is, but not all the pedestrians use the walkway. I'm just going to say that right now.
That's Bloomington, right?
They don't. Yeah, exactly. They just cross.
Yep.
So. Yep. Well, what else do we need to talk about, I guess, for people to know about the home show?
So we had kind of mentioned just the family-oriented stuff that we have. Some other stuff we didn't talk about earlier is the Humane Society is going to be there. They're going to be doing a pet adoption on site.
Nice.
So that might be a fun time to take.
If I see a pet I like there, I can take it home.
That's right. Take it home.
Wow.
I know. So,
not a problem for me. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. So,
not going to be a problem.
Yeah. So if you do have little kids that need a puppy, you know, maybe you take them that way, or maybe you don't. I don't know. Right?
Or don't bring the kids that day.
Yeah. Leave them in the kids' zone.
Yep.
Awesome.
Another thing, we have the character artist there, so Karen Kovich.
Yep.
So she's been there a couple years, but it's free, so everyone sees it and they're like, oh, I think you got to pay. Oh, no, it is free, so that's a sponsorship that we had.
She does such a great job.
So thanks to Black Lumber for sponsoring that for everybody.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. Sounds like a fun time.
It will be. Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope to see everybody out at the home show February 24th through the 26th. I'll say those hours one more time. Friday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 12 to 5. And you can go to Build with Baskey.
Yep, and then the website for the home show is homeshowbloomington.org.
Awesome.
Facebook page is Build with Baskey, and you can find all the information for the show if you want to be a vendor, if you want to attend, and it's got a lot of good information there.
Perfect. Thanks for being here, Derek.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tech of Bloomington Facebook page.